Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The prominence of technology sometimes makes us take it for granted. Radu Sporia, academic research fellow at the University of Surrey, examines the rich complexity of engineering technology.
Electronics have come to underpin every aspect of our lives, controlling the cars we drive and the planes we fly, complex medical machines, virtually all communications equipment, and every entertainment technology this side of a good old-fashioned book. We enjoy receiving gadgets as presents, and some of us feverishly await the launch of the next mobile phone, tablet, or games console. Yet confronted with a question of what makes these contraptions tick, most of us will probably mumble something about silicon chips and point out that next year's model will be faster and cheaper, so you'd better wait a couple of months before you buy. So complex is the modern microchip, with its, and I mean this literally, billions of parts, that has become paradoxically uninteresting. Small components, barely visible to the human eye, are fascinating. But once these shrink so much that you can fit a million of them on the head of a pin, you lose the emotional connection and have no frame of reference. In fact, there is wonderful complexity in our chips, and it has taken some pretty radical thinking to make it all happen. These days, scientists put materials under controlled physical strain to make electricity travel faster. They use light to sculpt features smaller than you'd think would be permitted by the laws of physics. And they create 100-pound crystals so pure that they contain a single undesirable atom for every 100,000 million. All this to make chips so ingenious, so practical, and so reliable that you don't even know that they're there. So next time you're sending a text, tweeting, or Snapchatting your buddy overseas, think of what makes it possible. Billions of minute pieces that comprise the most advanced technology we've ever devised. Thus far.
That was Radu Sporia of the University of Surrey. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. So text me.